Last thing I want to ask you about is the issue of post-mastectomy radiation therapy. And PETA presented San Antonio for the first time, really, a benefit in the 1 to 3 positive nodes. What was your take on that?
I thought it was quite interesting. I'm not convinced it's definitive, and it would make me want to give everybody with 1 to 3 positive nodes post-mastectomy radiotherapy. I think the big problem about the old studies, it was often large cancers, multiple involved nodes. Even the nodes were large. And modern day breast cancer has changed. We have much better systemic therapy than we ever had in those days. So I think there is very much still an open issue about, do you need radiotherapy in patients with 1 to 3 positive nodes? And the good news is that we have a large international study called Supremo that we're running from Edinburgh, where patients with 1 to 3 positive nodes have been randomized either to have radiotherapy or no radiotherapy. So hopefully that study will answer this issue, because there is a divergence of opinion. Some people give radiotherapy to 1 to 3 positive nodes. A lot of people don't. And you see that across the UK as well. You know, post-mastectomy radiotherapy is a really big unresolved issue. The surgeons don't like it because it restricts your ability to reconstruct the breast. It interferes with your breast reconstruction. So you'll want to know almost ahead of time, you know, when you do the mastectomy, you know, are you going to have to give post-mastectomy radiotherapy? Because that will influence whether you reconstruct the breast at that time. So big issue for surgeons. And hopefully, within a few years anyway, we'll have the answer. In the meantime, you know, you pay your money and take your choice, really.
I've heard a lot of people say that they kind of look at the size of the tumor. They look at whether it's 1 versus 2 versus 3. Is that the way, in kind of a relative risk
concept? Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, we rarely use one factor alone to decide whether we're going to get post-mastectomy radiotherapy. We use tumor grade, lymphovascular invasion, tumor size. So we factor those in, and if you've got 1 to 3 positive nodes in a larger tumor, or you've got a lot of lymphatic vascular invasion, or it's a grade 3 tumor, then, yeah, in that patient, we'd probably consider giving them post-mastectomy radiotherapy. But just 1 to 3 positive nodes alone, probably not.